Nolte, Washington Post writer opposes public seeing all January 6 video footage. By John Nolte on February 27, 2023. Far-left Washington Post columnist Dana Milbank is openly admitting he doesn't want all the footage from the mostly peaceful January 6 protest at the U.S. Capitol to be released to the public. I applaud his honesty. Naturally, his motives are also honorable and patriotic. He says the truth must be withheld from the American people for, wait for it, national security reasons. Milbank made his comments on MSNBC's Politics Nation with Al Sharpton on Sunday, where he and Michael Steele discussed the released footage with Sharpton. Milbank transcript, releasing all the January 6 footage, is another one of the promises Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy made to the holdouts to give him the speakership. According to Matt Gaetz himself, this is one of the things that Kevin McCarthy promised, to release all of this footage. Of course, he's now released it. He's released it specifically to Tucker Carlson, who can edit it and doctor it any which way. Look, I understand why the other media are asking for the same thing. The truth is, this doesn't belong in the public domain for anybody. Kevin McCarthy's sort of cravenness to cater to the Matt Gaetzes and the Tucker Carlsons. He is risking the security of himself and of his colleagues and of the Capitol itself. So it's the sort of thing where if this footage is in the hands of any media, as happens with any national security information in the possession for the media, they need to work with the Capitol Police and others so they don't compromise the security of the Capitol. And you can be pretty sure that's not what Tucker Carlson's going to do with this information. Of course, Michael Steele, the former head of the Cuck NC, agreed wholeheartedly. Michael Cuck, I couldn't agree with Dana more. This is reckless. This is irresponsible. Incomprehensible. Please don't question Milbank's motives. He just wants to protect national security, you see. He just loves America, you see. How do we know this? Well, I have no doubt that if Kevin McCarthy offered all 45,000 hours of that footage to Milbank, he would say, no, no. I cannot accept this exclusive. I love America too much. And I have no doubt that if the serial lying conspiracy theorist he calls an employer accepted this footage, Milbank would resign on principle. No, no. He would say. I cannot work for a news outlet that would harm my precious America. Man alive, these people are full of it. Talk about a desperate talking point. But this is what I love when Republicans take a stand like the one McCarthy was forced to make about releasing the full footage. You see, the best way to reveal who the media truly are is to checkmate them. And giving all of this footage to Tucker Carlson is a checkmate. You didn't hear Uber Patriot Milbank or Uber Cuck Steele wringing their hands about their beloved America when the corrupt January 6 committee selectively released video of the mostly peaceful January 6 protest. Of course, Milbank had no but national security then. How do you like this? Milbank works for the very same newspaper that was just gushed over in a multi-million-dollar Steven Spielberg movie for publishing the Pentagon Papers. But what are these heroes doing now? Squeaking like a cornered baby on national cable TV saying, no, 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 the American people cannot see the truth. We cannot allow the full context to be revealed. Naturally, Michael Steele, whose last name epitomizes irony, is all, yes, yes, America. We all know what these fascists are afraid of. That the video will reveal a whole lot of entrapment, will reveal the Capitol Police inviting the trespassers in, which means they are not trespassers. They're also worried we will see the fascist scumbags who work for the FBI engaging in the worst kind of entrapment. Milbank and Steele are so beyond naked partisanship, it's glorious. I'm as political as anyone, but there is no way I would oppose all the video of an Antifa/Black Lives Matter attack on a state capitol to be released. Of course, we should release that video, every second of it. You see, to some of us, there are more important things than politics. There's truth, decency, and a little thing I like to call due process. You see, that's what fascists such as Milbank and Steele oppose, due process. On top of the Reichstag fire usefulness of the January 6 mostly peaceful protest, there's the fact that this video might prove that some of those being prosecuted by the government are being persecuted. Who doesn't want due process for everyone? Fascists. Fascists such as Dana Milbank and Michael Steele. We're discovering who these people truly are, and that is a beautiful thing. One more point: suppose all 45,000 hours had been released to Dana Milbank, Michael Steele, CNN, The Washington Post, or any other corporate media outlet, and that video proved beyond any doubt that the Capitol Police and FBI engaged in entrapment and incitement. In that case, we all know they would lie to us and tell us the video showed no such thing. That's why the video had to go to a Tucker Carlson. We trust him. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.